last up is Ivor Lambert writing tragedy.
Strange thing happened one misspelled evening. After a brief session of bobbing for olives, I sat at the table in an attempt to quell the remaining fragments of procrastination and write something. Yellow legal pad in front of me, pen in hand, brain indented. After three sentences of inspired gibberish, my pen began to wobble, then slowly melt, as if suddenly I was writing with a crayon made of rapidly thawing lard. My brain and hand continued shoveling out thoughts as my fingers fought the onslaught of a greasy blue slurry of ink and passive verbs. My hand finally slammed into the legal pad in dogged pursuit of the pen it thought it once held. Both hand and the goo it was mired in were then sucked into the paper, disappearing like spilled beer foam into deep pile carpet. My right forearm was now partly submerged into the blank page of the legal pad and apparently into the surface of the table it rested on. After a bit of a struggle, I lifted the pad off of the table. It remained attached to the stump of my arm. I turned it over to see if my hand, or anything else for that matter, was protruding through the cardboard on the other side. Nothing there except an innocent price tag, $149 from Target, busy, fading, and not paying attention to any of the present turmoil. Standing up, I repositioned the legal pad on the table. I placed my other hand in the margin to hold it and perhaps the table down while I struggled to remove my writing hand from wherever it was. The paper hungrily swallowed another inch of forearm. At this point, panic became the most reasonable option. Perplexed, I continued to stare down at the pad in hopes that I would think of something clever, something that could liberate me. Several minutes cluttered with thoroughly useless ideas wandered by, dressed in cliches, convoluted literary devices, and discarded plot lines. Words began welling up in my eyes, coagulating like bloody adverbs in my tear ducts. I struggled to come up with a synonym for despair, anguish, despondency, forlornness. Fuck, nothing was working. Soon these clotted words fell as tears onto my cheeks, raining down onto the pages, memories gathering around the gnarled trunk of my insentient forearm. These tears formed poorly punctuated puddles. Murky vignettes blurred the college-ruled lines that refused to be hemmed in by. The lines swirled into a green cluster of moss that took root on the north side of my arm, flourishing in the warm dampness of a stale first draft and its general lack of theme. They had no choice but to call it a night. I shoved the whole miserable ordeal into a drawer. I discovered it again years later while rummaging around in search of a first line. By then, it looked nothing like my hand.